The Short North is one of the trendiest neighborhoods in Columbus. The vibrant scene comes thanks in part to a concerted effort by city officials to incentivize investment in the area. But now, the first wave of property tax abatements are beginning to expire. I'm standing on High Street. This is kind of the northern edge of the Short North. Catty corner across the street is Stonewall Columbus, and right next door is Scully's. I'm standing in front of the Jackson on High, seven-story building, sand, red brick. It was built in 2010, and at the end of last year, property tax abatements for all the condos inside expired.
What I really see is, when I look at the Short North, a great example of the successful use of incentives and how to strategically drive investment, not only for job growth, but residential growth.
This is Michael Stevens, Columbus's interim director of development. He's right that the Short North has become one of the most desirable swaths of real estate in the region, and that property tax breaks have played a significant role. John Royer has worked in real estate for the past three decades, and he's had a front row seat.
It's changed dramatically in 32 years, rest assured.
We met up in a bustling cafe on High Street just before the after-work rush. Royer is a big believer in tax incentives, but he cautions overplaying their direct impact.
So, you know, a tax abatement's a financial tool, and certainly it helped this area grow, but I don't think people were doing projects just because they were tax abated.
Royer says because of the location, development would have come eventually. But he says abatements helped more marginal projects get off the ground and gave others the ability to add things like structured parking. The agreements let property owners avoid paying most, if not all, the property taxes associated with improvements for 10 to 15 years. Normally, those dollars would flow to local services, most notably public schools. That irks teachers and others who argue the deals shortchange the district. When the deals expire, monthly mortgage payments jump. But Royer is skeptical of the real estate market slowing from new buyers having to pay full freight.
If values have significantly gone up during that 15-year period, it may not be as big a hit as it might be on a commercial deal where people can pick up and move. You know, residential's different.
Development Director Stevens agrees.
No, I don't think the abatements have propped up the real estate market in the last 5 years in the Short North. So I don't believe there will be a drag just based on the abatements rolling off. I believe that as the economy continues to grow in Columbus and the region, we'll continue to see that market staying strong.
But the strength of that market, the attractiveness of the neighborhood for commercial and residential development, have some wondering if it's time for abatements themselves to go away. Hannah Halpert works for Policy Matters Ohio.
The purpose of these policies isn't just to sort of keep the economic engine chugging along where it's doing great and going gangbusters. It's really to identify those places that need the extra help. So if we're spending in the Short North, what are we missing out? What neighborhoods are being left out?
A new policy adopted 2 years ago limits abatements in thriving neighborhoods like the Short North. It requires developers set aside a fifth of the building's units for families near the area median income, although developers can buy their way out of those demands. Halpert commends the city's steps, but says those affordability requirements should be much more aggressive.
So if we're talking about a studio apartment of $1,100 a month, in some of these communities, median income looks more like $12,000 a year. So that's a big old gap.
The latest report from the county auditor shows more than 300 outstanding abatements in the Short North. But even with a noticeable chunk of those incentives expiring in 2019, the bulk won't begin rolling off until 2029. In the meantime, the city continues handing out new abatements in the area. But because of the long lead time for development, the buildings receiving tax breaks now aren't subject to the new affordability requirements. That's because those restrictions only apply to projects starting after September 30th of 2018. So far, the city has yet to receive an abatement application for such a development. Nick Evans, WOSU News.